Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, July the 6th, 2026. So we've got 7:26, 16 minutes past the hour here. Back with the big Harlequinade program here. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Great to be back in the studio, 740-383-9944. So if there's anything on your mind, feel free to give us a buzz. We covered a lot of the waterfront in hour number one. So if you have anything to say in regard to anything we talked about, feel free to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. We talked about 4th of July festivities and the terrible accident that happened between 10:30 and 11 on Saturday night, in which the 16-year-old boy was killed behind the mother's car on Lycans Chapel Road when she was rear-ended. Just a horrible, horrible, horrible situation. And you know what? We're saying that too often as of late. You know, we're having the stories where the people on motorcycles are getting hit and people are rear-ending cars and the middle of the day, during the middle of the day, and being killed, and people standing behind cars on July the 4th. I mean, it's just awful when things like this happen. 740-383-9944. Go ahead,
Colin. Yes, Scott, I was wondering why you thought Madison Square Garden was just the weirdest, dumbest place to hold a wedding.
Well, number one, because the rent on Madison Square Garden alone, I think it's one of the, outside of a big...
You don't think they can afford that?
No, I think they can afford it, but I think it's very, what would you say, gaudy to take the most expensive arena in the biggest city in the world, which neither one of them are from, on the day before the 250th anniversary of the country.
Well, when you got 1,000 guests coming there... And that was also an easy place to keep drones from flying over.
Well, right, but...
Getting pictures.
But the...
And it was an easier way to control who is in and who is not
well,
in.
Well, I see, I disagree, because New York City has terrible parking. Hotels had to have been filled up for the July 4th weekend. Now, if they had done this in Tennessee, where she was from, and rented out as just a building, but maybe the basketball team in Tennessee's arena, if they had done that, I wouldn't have said. I would have thought, well, that's normal. They've got 1,000 guests, and people can travel through Tennessee, and they've got big arenas down there as big as Madison Square Garden. But Madison Square Garden, I mean, that just seemed, in the biggest city in the world on the day before the 4th of July, that just to me seems a little much.
I just don't see how you can, I mean, there's people go to Vegas and get married and ain't from Vegas.
No, but that's
there's
kind of a...
people go to California and get married at one of those wineries and stuff or something. They ain't from California.
No, no, and they
Except
can...
Paul McCartney, you think if they actually offered to give him money, he would take it?
Now, wait a second. I'll go back and get these questions. I'm being told Taylor is from Pennsylvania. Well, there you go. If they had rented an arena in Philadelphia...
Pennsylvania ain't that far from New York.
No, but... But Philadelphia is travelable.
Around that area, I mean...
Trust me, it's much easier to get a hotel room and drive around Philadelphia than it is New York, especially Manhattan.
Well, and they did in Philadelphia. You'd have quarrels about that, too.
No, no, no. I'm just saying, what was the purpose of the most famous arena, sports arena, in the United States? What? Why that? Neither one of them is from there.
Got the money and they can get married wherever they want.
Well, that's fine. You can do what you want. I'm not saying they can't do it. But if you're trying to be understated and you're trying to be under the radar, that's not the way to do it.
You just want this marriage to fail. That way you can... I told him.
Oh, no. See, I want the wedding to succeed so I don't have to talk about it. Because
you want something to talk about? That gives you something to talk about in the morning.
Listen.
What would you do if there wasn't anything really to talk about?
Oh, there's always something to talk about.
You never play Family Feud or anything anymore. You get those prizes and you go out and use those gift cards and stuff.
I don't get those prizes. No, that's a false statement. See, I could talk about that, the inaccuracies of things. But I will tell you this. See, now here's something to talk about this morning locally. You had the big Marion County Fair banner hanging over 95. Down where, right across from where the Catholic school used to be. And where were they this morning at 7:30? A big ladder truck parked in the middle of Route 95, middle lane, taking it down. Now, why do that at 7:30 in the morning? Why not do that at an off time of day when there's not so much traffic?
Yeah, it could have been done later tonight, during the night.
Or last night. There wasn't a whole lot of traffic yesterday, but
last night was a Sunday, you know.
Or this morning at like 5 a.m. I don't know what time they get to work, but I don't know. It's a little interesting, but no.
One good story I seen that I was wanting to mention to you. You see where this jailer at some prison must have been a big jail, or it could have been prison too. I don't know. He was, he passed out, and, you know, before that he wasn't really looking like he felt good, and all the inmates kept pounding on their doors, most of them, trying to wake him up. And then he did wake up, and when he looked up, there was one of the cells on the upper floor that he made eye contact with. And he pushed their button and let them out of that cell. And they come down there and called and got him help and, you know, helped him out until they got there.
That's good.
And that was even, you know, and the guy said he was the best jailer, you know, that they could have. He was just a wonderful guy. So.
Well, and I think that goes to show you there were a lot of people in prison that, you know, they did something bad, but they're not terrible people.
All right, you know, everybody can do something.
But I want to come back to this wedding, since you brought it up for a second. Number two, I'm telling you, Paul McCartney got paid. I will stake...
you think $1 million is that... for Paul McCartney? What's $1 million?
For one song? Yes, I think that's a little hefty for one song.
Well, how do you know he got the $1 million? That's what you're saying. You bet he got $1 million anyhow.
Because these people got a lot of money, as you said. They gave $26 million to charity because of the wedding. So
he was a good friend of hers. You know, I don't know. I don't think... You know, there's some friends that you have, you know, that they're not going to take money like that from you. They're just happy to be at your wedding, you know, to share it with you. A lot of times the bridesmaids, they go out and pay the money for their own dresses.
Well, I think most of the time they do.
Yeah, so, you know.
But this is Paul McCartney. This isn't Joe the DJ.
Well, just because they have money don't mean that they don't have feelings and values just like the rest of us.
No. All I'm saying is that there is going to be a very high scrutiny on this wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Because both of them have fame in their own area. And they also have not known each other very long. And how much time do you think these people really spend together? With her tours and his football schedule, they don't spend a whole lot of time together. Wait till one of them retires and they actually have to spend time with each other, and that's going to be the end of that.
Well, he's going to retire shortly. He can't keep playing football. He's getting up in the 30s.
Well, there you go. That'll be the end. Unless he can get a job being one of her backup dancers.
But 10 years from now, 5 years from now, it'll be a whole new, different story.
You know what the problem
with
is?
The stars, you know.
Let me tell you why these relationships, celebrity relationships, do not work. Here is why. Because, essentially, when you are a celebrity, you have to have a little bit of an ego yourself, or else you wouldn't be a celebrity. And what happens is, year after year after year, inevitably, one of the two overshadows the other. Like, if he would retire, she's already the bigger star. But if he would retire, then she'd really be the bigger star. And he's no longer going to be Mr. Football. He's going to be the guy who carries her bags. Now, that he's all well to do that right now. But 3 years, 2 years down the road, that's going to get old when he was a celebrity himself. So
I heard Kurt Russell talking about one time, you know, he's married to Goldie Hawn. And his career was kind of waning.
No, I don't think they got married. I don't think they've ever been married.
No, but after they got together.
Yeah.
And hers was, at that time, was going up. And he said it kind of bothered him for, you know, until he just...
Exactly.
You know, looked at it, you know, from a different point, you know.
Well, look at Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
and
how many
ruined.
More times is she going to get married?
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Burt Reynolds and Lonnie Anderson.
How long does that stuff really last? I mean...
It doesn't.
The stars really looking for love. I mean, to... going to get with somebody that's super famous just like they are, and it ain't going to cause problems.
Well, and I think people are overlooking the fact that this girl has made her career on having relationships with famous people and then breaking up with them and writing music about it that sells. Now, where is her career going to go if she's happily married? She's going to write the Happily Married album? No, that's not going to work.
Well, when they break up, that'll give her a new song to write.
And by the way, her last album, which I think was about her happiness in this new relationship, people didn't like it as much. People thought she was being kind of salacious and provocative, and people did not like it.
I bet she still made money on it.
Oh, I'm sure she made money, but trust me, listen, there comes a point where it's not about the money, it's about what you're putting out there, because that's what's going to be around 100 years from now. Nobody's going to remember.
Going to be relevant, you know, too many more years. You
well,
know,
tell Paul McCartney that.
On the top, I mean, 10 years from now, you know, people are still going to listen to her music and stuff, but she's not going to be what she is today.
No, but Elvis has been dead for 40-plus years, and we're still looking back at his music. Paul McCartney, who we're talking about, the Beatles have not been relevant or together for 50 years, and he's still being asked to sing at a wedding ceremony. So your music does stay around, and you don't want to write terrible stuff. You don't want to have a down period. And I think this is what she wants.
Well, every artist, they have a down period.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's... Listen, I don't think it's going to make it. God bless them. And the bigger the wedding, the bigger the divorce. That's what they say. You know how you're...
On the phone, I wonder... I looked up Naomi Craig, and there's so many Naomi Craigs that come up. A lot of them don't have pictures and stuff, and I can't find our Naomi Craig. I'd like for her to be on my friends list and send me a friends request so I can put her on there, because I don't know. You couldn't believe how many Naomi Craigs there are.
Have you looked at my Facebook page?
Nope.
Oh, well, there you go. You're missing out.
Are you hard to get to?
Well, I don't think so.
How many Scott Spears are in the world?
Well, there are probably a few, but you would see my face is on there.
Well, you probably wouldn't click on me being friends anyhow.
Well, I might. If you don't, if you don't comment, trust me.
That guy keeps calling in there harassing me.
I'll tell you what, you would see a lot of videos and exclusive content on the Facebook page that you don't get here on the air.
Well, maybe I'm going to have to do that.
You well, Naomi's saying she doesn't know your last name.
Dominey.
Dominey. O-M-I-N-Y. All right. Well, maybe she'll look you up.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open here today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, the family coming together on Facebook. Isn't that nice? And there is some exclusive content on my Facebook page, by the way. We've got the balloon launch from Saturday with Mary Ellen and some of the singing that went on, the whole bit. Go ahead, caller.
Scott,
yes?
When are you going to release that girl you have chained up in your basement?
You know, I don't even have a basement, thank God.
Tell the truth now.
I know, no basement.
We've been hearing, your neighbors have been hearing moans of, let me out, let me out.
Well, that's me sometimes in the middle of the night, just having a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, hey. Here's a letter to the editor that our wonderful local newspaper has had since June the 14th, I believe it was.
Okay, so a letter to the editor that the newspaper has had for about a month. They have not printed this. Here we go.
Marion City Council is now in the nosebleed section of stupidity. The proposition of staggered four-year terms for council members is feeding the political machine. Outrageous. The council members who voted for this are shirking their responsibility by not opposing this issue. This proposition you will be voting on, the proposition you'll be voting for will either pass or fail. The political machine behind it knows the odds of it passing are in their favor because of poor voter turnout. The rationale? Well, it takes time for candidates to learn to do council business. That is stupid logic. It is incumbent upon political parties to cultivate candidates, educate them in the mechanics of city council, and vet them as candidates who don't need training wheels. Too many not ready for prime time politicians are cheating the taxpayers with on-the-job training. Essentially bumps on a log collecting checks. 4 years is too much of an imposition to taxpayers. Candidates who are worth their salt do what their taxpaying supporters want and have a seat until their last breath. The other issue is the potential of straw candidates. Straw candidates seated for 4 years instead of two. The economics are ridiculous, just like Marion's current financial situation. Council members are paid $9,000 a year. Two-year terms would cost the taxpayer $18,000. Four-year terms cost $36,000. Those worth their salt will be rewarded every 2 years by the electorate. Vote no for 4 years. Make them earn it.
So, have you heard back anything from the Marion Star as to why they're not running it?
Haven't heard a peep. I would imagine I would probably get the answer the same as what the people who worked their asses off to bring Honor Flight Marion out to Tri Rivers, and that was June the 6th, and they've yet to publish it. The retort from the powers that be at that marvelous publication, well, so-and-so's on vacation.
You know what's interesting? You know what's interesting? I heard two things. Now, again, these really don't have anything to do with me at the fair because you're just around a lot of people and you see a lot of people. I was at the fair and I was having a conversation with somebody about, we were talking about Harding, I think because it was the 250th anniversary of the country. And I was saying how, you know, clearly in Harding's day and for a long time after, the Marion Star had a very Republican slant and pretty much only endorsed Republican candidates. And I said, I think that's different now. You know, it's a different day. They really only have one local reporter, so on and so forth. And this person looked at me like my head was screwed on backwards. And they said, you think that that newspaper is not still leaning toward the Republican side? They said, how many stories do they publish that get quotes from Republican politicians? How many stories do they publish or event notices do they publish for the Democrats? So that was one thing I heard last week about the paper.
Well, you know, the reason that you see them, as he pointed out, the rationale is to make sport of them.
Well, yeah, but I thought that was an interesting observation because I guess when I don't have a subscription and I don't look at it a whole lot, which is going to come to
I'll tell you what you can do is get 2 months for 99 cent of the Dispatch. Now, from the Dispatch, you can come in the back door to the Marion Star because you can get other publications.
Well, this comes to my other point. There was an article in there, and I cannot remember what the article was, but it's been recent, maybe within the last few days, but the article was meant to get people engaged with something, and I really can't remember what it was. But essentially, the Marion Star put it behind one of their paywalls. So the person who the article was about, who was trying to get attention for their cause, was angry because people who don't have a subscription couldn't even look at the article. They could look at the headline.
Well, you know, there are a lot of stupid people out there. A lot of stupid people. It's amazing. That's why, you know, I don't go to large gatherings because they generally attract too many stupid people.
Well, it's just interesting to me that if you're doing an article that essentially is trying to get people involved in something or let them know about something, why would you put that article behind a paywall? Now, if you want to put news behind a paywall because you think that's going to drive things, I get that to a certain extent if people aren't buying the paper anymore. But if the idea is to get the word out, and that's why they want you to publish it, why would you put that behind a paywall?
Again, they are very, very, very stupid. You know, one thing, if somebody had a bright idea or showed leadership at that paper, they would have journalism in the high schools. We have 5 schools in Marion County, right?
Yeah, 5.
Monday
yeah.
through Friday can feature Harding High School, River Valley, Ridgedale, Pleasant, Elgin. Did I get them all? Each day could have stories from each one of those schools if they had journalism. Mom and dad would subscribe knowing that, hey, their kid has a story in there and a byline, or their kid has a photograph in there with a photo credit. And grandma and grandpa would subscribe to it.
Well,
and it would lessen the burden of collecting information with one person at the helm of the Marion Star. They would really not have to do much other than to focus on predominantly Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you, here's where I think the problem is there. I think what the issue, and they would have to speak for themselves, but I think there is an editor who is not in Marion, who I think probably is the editor for several newspapers.
Over Mansfield.
Right, okay. So you got your one reporter. Now, she's not making the decisions on what gets in and what does not. So it goes to this...
She's just cannon fodder.
Right. So basically, it goes to this person in Mansfield. Now, the person in Mansfield, like all newspapers now...
Wait a minute. Let me stop you for a moment. We kind of have two writers for the Marion Star. Wendy Wykenthal does the Marion Maid stories.
Well, and there's...
And she covered the Honor Flight at Home Marion. And, oh, geez, everybody associated with that is wondering what is going on with the paper. Now, it's stale, it's old news.
Well, and I think that was behind a paywall. I think those Marion Maid stories are behind paywalls. So again...
Well, the front page, I don't know.
Yeah, but in any event, I think their problem is that they are hypersensitive about being criticized about anything. And as easy as you and I would think it would be to put a story in from a school, they feel that ticking anybody off or anything that would not be reported exactly correctly, even though it's from a school, would reflect badly on them. And I think that's why they don't do that. I think that's a big part of it. Because you know what's interesting?
That would be a very extremely obscene, pornographic excuse.
Well, you know what's interesting? They have run articles on things that we have done. Matter of fact, they did an article on the 4th of July event that we did with Mary Ellen sending up the $100 bill with the balloons. Now, they ran that, but it was put together with the help of AI, and they didn't even run it before the event. So, you know... I mean, they told you when the event was going to be, and I appreciate that they did that. So if you were online, you probably saw it. But if you got the paper edition, I don't think it's been in the paper edition yet. And it happened
probably
2 days
not.
Ago.
They cookie cutter the piss out of the Marion Star with article. You read the Columbus Dispatch, and it's damn near a mirror image of the Marion Star.
Well, and I think that's also
how
a
greedy.
Deal.
That's how greedy Gannett, USA, and all of those corporate bastards are.
Well, and I think that's the main point. Because the reason there is no local programming on WMRN, if you said to WMRN, if you said to iHeartRadio, I'll give you a program for free that's local, they still wouldn't air it because they are owned.
That's their time. They have every second calculated for how much revenue. Like any good business knows, or any manufacturer knows, how much every square footage of their manufacturing facility costs, etc.
Well, but that issue with MRN, because I saw it when I was there, had nothing to do with revenue, because a local show, a lot of times, is easier to sell, and you can get more money out of a local show than a national show. The problem is that iHeartRadio has deals with those syndicated shows like Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity that they will put them on so many different stations. So that's why a free local show is still not going to get on, because they've made deals with those national shows. And I would imagine that Gannett has the same deal by being able to share stories from the Columbus Dispatch and all the other gazillion papers they own in these local papers, that there's only so much room for anything that would be local content because they've already promised.
Well, it just goes to prove too much government is not a good thing. They're regulated by the Federal Communications Commission. They should be saying, hey, you guys cannot have a monopoly. You can't have anything that would even begin to hint at being a monopoly.
Well, I've said it before, prior to 2022, I started to see big changes in the FCC, probably around 2019. And the things that they were doing, the things that they used to put a whole lot of emphasis on, no longer mattered. Like, every station had to have a public information file. We still keep one because I think it's important if anybody ever says, what local stuff are you covering? I can show them the folder. That all of a sudden didn't matter anymore. What mattered was what was the content of your programming? And if they didn't like the content, they had big issues.
Gee whiz. I don't like the way your eyes crossed when you said that. I'm offended, Scott.
Well, and that's why leaving the FCC in 2022 was a terrific thing, because they were becoming very, very driven by content. And local content didn't matter at all.
So they become very, very 1984-ish, totalitarianistic.
Well, there you go. And letters to the editor are supposed to be a little sharp edge. So I don't understand why they wouldn't print that.
I don't know. I keep sending multiples of them. Every Sunday that there hasn't been one, I'll send the letter in again. And then on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to do it till I jam up their damn computers.
Oh, there you go.
You know, in light of the 4th of July, 250th anniversary, our civil rights, our civil liberties, and they're supposed to be one of the keepers for freedom of speech, freedom of the press, etc. And here, look what they've done.
Well, keep on keeping on.
Look what they didn't do.
Keep on keeping on.
To a better tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 47 minutes past the hour here. Feel free to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, that just goes to show you right there, we don't restrict any content on this station. So if you have anything to say in regard to a letter to the editor or an opinion, we take them all. But I will tell you, it is very strange because every so often we do have this conversation around here about people will not like the opinions of some of the callers. And I always say, they're callers. It's not planned. It's not. It's basically like a big editorial. I don't understand why that's a reflection of the station or of me, but we're not going to stop doing it because people deserve to have their voice heard. I mean, that's the whole point of this country as we pass the 250th anniversary. If you can find five times in the history of this station where I have ever disconnected a caller purposely, I would be glad for you to show that to me. And no matter what they were saying, a lot of stations would cut them off. I don't do that. I think people have the right to say what they want to say. 740-383-9944. As clean as they are. The only thing that still gets me is profanity, but that's only because we're on, I know, in cars with kids and offices and things of that nature. But opinions are always welcome. Go ahead, caller.
Well, that was a pretty good segue to come to me.
There you go.
Just a warning, kind of like a decorum thing here.
A decorum, that's rules of decorum for the radio show.
And you got to get you a gavel.
I have to get a gavel.
I react to gavel sounds. I was going to say, but anyways, the whole Republican thing, man, is and here's what I just want to say in a nutshell. Everybody needs to pay attention that the Republicans have held a supermajority in the state of Ohio for 15 years, veto-proof, and Democrats can't blame Democrats for anything. So when y'all sitting around during the 4th of July or afterwards or the next holiday coming up or whatever, and you're complaining about this, that, and the other in the state of Ohio, remember that they've held the reins for 15 years. They've been running the show, and that's plenty long enough to get all their programs and all of their bribery done and get caught and get sent to prison and still raise your electric bills and still allow data centers and all that. So they can't blame the Democrats on this. So remember that at the polls. You know, I vote independent. I can see the good and the necessity of understanding a Republican side of things. I lean very Democratic. I'm kind of more about, in my opinion, the Democrats are more about helping the needs and the necessities of the people, whereas Republicans are about preserving corporations' rights to screw you and give you a less quality product and things that are going to kill us, hurt us, harm us, and then they're going to then make money on making us well again. So it's a whole economy, you know, just based on you and I consuming the crap that they put out there, and then they protect the people behind that. So, there.
Well, no, I appreciate it. And hey, thanks for calling in.
All right, buddy. Bye.
All right. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 51 coming up on 52 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. And we enjoy the phone calls. It's good to be back in the studio. That's one of the great things, is taking the phone calls. I think it's what makes this show different than any other show. And I think that's why people are listening in great numbers. And again, our social media page continues to grow in numbers. WGH Talk, Marion, Ohio, every couple weeks, it looks like we go up another 1,000 people, and we have never paid for a like on that page. Those are all genuine likes on that page. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you've wanted to get in, feel free to do so. Coming up on 53 minutes past the hour, we got about 7 minutes left in this program. Don't forget, City Council will meet tonight, 6:30, second floor, City Hall, City Council Committee meetings. We'll see where that decorum conversation goes and the continuing conversation about e-bikes. Let's see, what else have we talked about this morning? The 4th of July, that horrible accident that happened out on Likens Chapel Road the night of the 4th, which resulted in the death of a 16-year-old. Terrible accident. We had the Heat Dome last week at the fair. Travis and Taylor get married. Oh my goodness, love is in the air, is it not? Holy mackerel. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We enjoy hearing from you. You know, I got a new cell phone about a week and a half ago. And if you're hearing a dinging in the background, I don't even know if it's showing up. For some reason, I'm getting these dings during the program, and it's starting to drive me nuts. So I'm going to have to... I have not noticed that ever since I got this phone, which would have been a week ago Saturday. So I've had it for about 9 days. And I don't know. Maybe the fare was just so loud, I never noticed that it was dinging from time to time. But now I'm getting a ding every so often from the cell phone. So I guess that's the way it goes. Well, we're getting down to about the 5-minute mark here on this Monday, July the 6th, 2026. And if you've been thinking about getting in on the conversation, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to call in. We enjoy hearing from you. And, you know, again, I want to thank everybody at the fair and Matt and Sean and Terry and Adam and all the people who made the fair work very well, from being at the fair, engineering programs, showing up for special things, taking pictures, being on the programs, getting the shows up on the website so people can listen to them. That's all very important. And by the way, all our fair shows on the website are under a special section. you'll go under show archives and go down to the fair section, and you can listen to the pie auction and so many other things that we covered at the fair. It's all on the website, WWGH1071.com. All right, we're under 5 minutes, so if you've been thinking about it, call in now. That way we won't spill over today into the next hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on the old heat dome or the 250th anniversary of this country? Or did anybody see any good fireworks? I know the fireworks went on in Prospect last night. I don't know how those were. Hopefully those came off well. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. That's certainly big news. Okay, looks like we got a call coming in here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I remember what I forgot.
Oh, go ahead.
That suggestion of doing the free trial for the Marion Star.
Yes.
Don't do it. I mean, don't do it. You'll play hell getting out of that. You got to jump through hoops. You can't just put a request in. You got to call them when they are in office. And then you got to talk to somebody, and then they're going to tell you they're going to cancel the subscription, and it's not going to get canceled, and then you're going to have to go through all this crap again. You know, I mean, just don't do it.
So, well, how do you feel about the big wedding this past weekend?
I don't give a shit about any of that, really.
Are you surprised that people care?
I mean, you know, to be honest with you, and I'm not trying to, you know me, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but I mean, you know, we all need our little distractions in life, and if that's your distraction, the whole Tay-Tay thing and all that, that's each your own, you know. I don't walk that road.
There you go. I understand. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. We've got about 2.5 minutes left in the program now, 740-383-9944. Also, don't forget, Marion's got quite a few America 250 events coming up, not this weekend, but I think it's the following weekend that those events will all take place. So hopefully people will take part in those. I still don't know what Etowah's homecoming is. That's supposed to happen the following weekend. Marty Stewart comes to the palace. I think there's an ice cream social at the women's club. All kinds of fun stuff going on. I believe Third Thursday is going red, white, and blue. So still a lot of celebrations for the 250th anniversary of this country. That's very nice. We're at the 2-minute warning today, so if anybody wants to call in, 2-minute warning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, after a week of not being able to say the phone number, it's nice to be back in the studio and be able to say the phone number again. Because as you know, last week we were at the fair, and we were in the heat dome. The dreaded heat dome that went on for 6 days and over 90 degree temperatures. But how about that storm that came through on the 4th of July about 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Holy mackerel. That storm whipped up. The winds, the rain lasted about maybe 20 minutes and certainly cooled things off. I think that was the crack in the heat dome is what happened there on the 4th of July. But then it got very muggy and humid for the rest of the day for all the firework presentations. So there you go. Always somebody waiting till the last minute. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm going to be real quick. Were you at the fair when you got stormed on, or were you at home?
No. The event with Mary Ellen ended at 2, and we were probably out of there by 2:30.
I was at home where I live on Silver Street. Did not get a drop of rain. My son was out east, and he got stormed on. Did not get one drop of rain in that storm here.
Oh, it was rough. I think we were in a parking lot, so it was something.
I was just over by the fairgrounds, and I saw a tree laying on somebody's house, unfortunately. But yeah, I didn't get one drop of rain at my house, but the other side of town did.
That was a big storm. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye, Scott.
All right, and that wraps us up for today. Don't forget the city council meeting tonight, 6:30, second floor, City Hall, and I'll be back tomorrow. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much?